Right, delighted to say Paul Rowley joins me. They've let me on the pitch tonight to come and speak to you. You must be absolutely delighted with that performance, mate.
I am, yeah. I think we've had a really good week. The week off did us good. We've obviously had older teams, so the week off enabled us to just refresh mentally and physically. There's been a bounce in our step. A little bit more than normal anyway this week, and the quality's been good. The attitude's been good, as it always is, but you know, sometimes it's tough, and you know, we need a little bit of WD-40 and they'll get the bones going and stuff. So this week been fresh, and I just thought we needed the right attitude today against Warrington, who probably challenged themselves mentally as well, you know, to back up from the cup final and get back to winning ways and get back to what they do best, which is winning rucks 1, 2 and 3 and playing on the front foot, and so we had to stop that. We had to play tough. The mentality of going round them were never going to work. We needed to complete high, build pressure, silence the crowd, and start big, and I thought we did all them.
You were clinical, weren't you, in that first half in particular. Yeah. The tries that you scored, I don't think you had that many play of the balls in Warrington's half, but you were breaking them from deep. Sneedy drops a goal right on half time. Was it a perfect first half? Like?
Yeah, I mean, we were, apart from the Ankinson pass to Dion that went in touch here, was at 100%, so I think we ended up, you know, 90-something. They had one play of the ball in our 20 first half, so we totally dominated territory. You know, and you don't want to invite a team with such pace as Warrington into your you know, given field position, which they got a little bit more in the second half, and they get a couple of tries on the back of it. But yeah, I think we earned our victory by playing tough, having a good attitude, being connected, and just working hard for each other. Real pleased for them.
What do you think of that video ref try for the Warrington one? It seems to take ages for that one. I mean, I wasn't too sure, but I mean, we had a try this lad as well. Hankinson's try, I thought was okay. Scoreline perhaps flattered Warrington. I think Salford with a miles better side.
I think so. I couldn't see the Warrington one. I know it took a while. I couldn't see it. So from where I was sat, but definitely the try we had disallowed. You know, they've run backwards to get involved in that tackle, so I thought that were really I didn't agree with that call, but again, it's how you react, isn't it? And we're Salford, aren't we, so we don't generally get calls or rubber green, so you know, but luckily tonight we've done enough not to need it.
Sam Stone signed a new contract in the week. He's looking the complete second row man, isn't he? His work rate, and he's a lovely pass in the first half. How pleased are you with the progress he's made at the club?
Yeah, he, you know, and that's down to him really, I think. He's a really good student of the game. He's grown up in a rugby environment. His dad's been a fantastic coach for many, many years. So there's not much you can tell him that he doesn't already know. I think sometimes with players like Sam, he just needs to be left to get on with it and find his own way. And, you know, and he, or with some gentle encouragement, then he, you know, the best comes out of him. So it's, well done, mate. It's fantastic really that he's signed a new deal, but there's a lot of stories in today's game. A couple of debutants, some fantastic individual performances. Sneedy chipping in again with another medal to put him at top of Man of Steel, but I think probably the best story was the fans. I thought the fans I thought they were absolutely brilliant. I know they enjoy a party here, and you know, we've had some good ones over the last few years, so I thought they were great today. And like I said before, we needed to build pressure and silence Warrington, create some nervousness in the stadium, which I thought, credit to the players, they did that. But I thought our fans didn't show any nerves at all. I thought they were bouncing from minute 1 to minute 8, so they were great. Appreciate it.
You mentioned the debutants there. Logan Lewis come a long way from Australia. He didn't take a backward step, did he? Come on, he's charging the ball. I thought he worked really hard in defence as well. You must be pleased with the way he's got. And young Wilson as well coming on to in what is a really tough atmosphere coming here, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And I just think they needed to keep the game simple. And to be fair, they're both the type of players that do keep the game simple. That, you know, they're not off the back fence. You know, not a Paul Vaughan, for example, who's going to bring the crowd to the feet. They're the type of guys that will be the quiet achievers in the mould of Shane Wright. and that's exactly, you know, what we're happy to have here. People who play with character and sacrificial acts and the good team members. So we're a team that have a good work ethic and we're hard to beat. We're a nuisance really. We don't go away, do we?
you're a pretty cool customer, but is Mark Snead the coolest person in Super League? Because the amount of noise they were making over there for him to get that goal, and he doesn't, nothing seems to flap him at all, does it? He gives his salute, gets on with it, and I just thought that was cool.
Yeah, I love watching Snead. I love what I do. He's just that guy, and you could just see him on the backfield at Oldham, you know, having just equally as much fun. And like you said, when he saluted the crowd over there, and it's not an arrogance, that, because he's the most humble person I've ever met. I just think, and if I'm sat over there giving him abuse, I think after he kicks that goal, I'm saying fair play, well done. You know what I mean? I'm doffing my cap to him there, because there's certain players come through this game that are a privilege to watch and be, you know, and certainly a privilege to coach and be a part of, and he's one of them.
It doesn't get any easier, Paul. You don't like it easy. St. Helens next week, another tough one. Can you give us any injury news or things like that? Is anybody coming back, or is anybody missing, or anybody banged today?
I would suspect, well, Amir Burr is going to play in the reserves tomorrow, so he's fit. I could have picked him today, but I didn't. Ryan Brealey will be back, I'm pretty sure, available next week, but Chris Hankinson's doing a great job.
How's Cade Cuss doing?
Cade Cuss is a bit off yet, so he's a bit off. Jack Ormond-Roy's done. Benny Elliwell's miles off. I think Amir and Ryan will probably be the ones that become available. And like I say, Amir's playing tomorrow. A couple of boys playing in the reserves. King's available, but not selected, so... Yeah, I'm happy with the lads. I'm happy that we've got a little bit of competition, and I'm happy that they value character and hard work, and they see it, they recognise it, they're honest with each other when they're, you know, when it's not good enough, and we're actually getting a little bit better. There's more in us, definitely.
You enjoy your brew and biscuits this week, and I'm sure you will. They might taste a bit sweet. And I will thank you very much for taking the time out to talk to us, Paul. I better let you go to that press conference.
They'll only ask me the same questions. Just press that play record or whatever.
I'll see you next week, buddy.